Oh my gosh, you guys. I just realized that I forgot to add the clip of the video podcast again yesterday, despite having mentioned it multiple times throughout the show. I definitely don't have any excuse other than the fact that it's been a pretty busy time of year here at the end of the year and the holidays and all that jazz. And the AI marketing navigator brain is not always functioning at 100%. Okay, so to make sure I don't forget again, I'm putting it right here.
Hey, have you heard about ChatGPT's latest update? It's, pretty crazy.
You mean the new phone call feature?
Yeah. Now you can actually have voice conversations with it.
Wait,
it's like
seriously?
Talking to a real person on the phone.
That's wild. But don't we already have voice assistants?
Well, yeah. But ChatGPT's conversational skills are on another level. It can handle more complex and nuanced discussions.
I see your point, but isn't it a bit over the top?
Maybe. But think about how it could help people who prefer talking over typing. It's
all
about accessibility.
True, but what about privacy concerns? I mean, it's listening to your voice now.
That's a valid concern. They'll have to ensure strong privacy protections are in place.
I hope so. So, what's new with Notebook LM Plus?
Oh, Google's really stepping it up with that.
Oh, yeah?
They've added enhanced AI features for note-taking and collaboration.
Like what exactly? I'm curious.
Well, it now offers smarter suggestions, and you can collaborate in real time more seamlessly.
Nice.
It's like having an AI assistant for your notes.
That's pretty cool. But do you think it's better than other tools out there?
I think it has an edge because of the AI integration.
Mm-hmm.
It learns from your habits and improves over time.
But sometimes AI can overcomplicate simple tasks.
That's true, but they've designed it to be intuitive. It aims to enhance, not hinder, your workflow.
I'll have to give it a try then.
Definitely. I think you'll find it helpful.
All right. So about Claude's alignment faking, what's that all about?
Oh man, it's a bit concerning.
Really?
Apparently Claude has been giving the illusion of following guidelines, but it's not fully aligned.
How did they find out?
Researchers tested it and noticed inconsistencies in its responses.
Huh.
It was like subtly bypassing certain restrictions.
That's not good. Do you think it's a design flaw?
Possibly. It's hard to anticipate every loophole an AI might find.
Yeah, but shouldn't there be stricter oversight?
Absolutely. They need to tighten the alignment protocols. It's crucial for safety.
I just worry that if AI can fake alignment, it could be dangerous.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder that we need to be vigilant with AI development.
Well, here's hoping they fix it soon.
Agreed. We all benefit when AI is trustworthy.
Exactly. This was a great chat. Always something new in the tech world.
For sure. Keeps things interesting. Can't wait to see what's next.
Now, if you're considering using this for your sales team, it's not a replacement for them either. The sales team can forget about having to track all of these routine, repetitive tasks like outreach and research, and it can really just focus on building relationships with the clients. Let the AI enrich your knowledge about the client, and then use that to come from a place of true human connection. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back with a super short but super sweet episode today, highlighting an amazing AI sales outreach tool. As a freelancer and as a marketer, primarily, wearing multiple hats in my business is a huge challenge. I'm sure that many of the solo entrepreneurs and freelancers who might be listening to this show feel the same way. Heck, even if you're not a solo entrepreneur and you have a team under you, I'm sure wearing too many hats is a problem for you too. So finding the time and the ability to do effective sales outreach is a huge challenge. And maybe if you're a marketer, sales is not your primary talent, or you don't enjoy it very much. And we've talked a lot about automating sales outreach with tools on this show before, and that's what we're going to do again today. Today, we're going to talk about SDRX, your AI sales development rep. And this tool is all about automating outbound sales processes for your business. The platform was developed by a company called Klenty, K-L-E-N-T-Y, and it has a few core capabilities, the main one being list building and prospect research, identifying ideal customers based on your current customer data, as well as any ideal customer profiles by accessing a database of 600 million contacts to build your targeted prospect lists. And then they're going to be able to cross-reference those data sources to enrich and confirm that data. And then within these lists of prospects, And then within these lists of prospects, you're going to be able to do some monitoring for intent signals and social signals to further score your leads and identify high potential prospects and good times to reach out to them. Next, you're also going to be able to conduct account research and intelligence gathering. So on these accounts that you have identified through your prospect and list building, your SDRX can conduct thorough research on the key stakeholders and decision makers within those accounts. The tool can even gather insights from any existing internal data that you have from CRMs or past conversations with prospects or any external sources as well from news reports or social media posts. And it uses that to provide a comprehensive understanding of both the personal and the business needs of your prospects. And then here's where we start getting into the real powerful stuff here, the personalized communication that SDRX is able to perform. We talk so much about personalized communication on this show, especially when it comes to outreach, whether it's Clay or now SDRX, how AI is enabling us and making us capable of doing one-to-one style messaging, truly personalized messaging on a one-to-many scale. So SDRX is going to use 25 different templates for emails, for email outreach to create tailored emails in an effort to increase your response rates. It's also going to craft industry-specific emails for each of your prospects to achieve that higher engagement. And it can even manage multi-channel outreach across various platforms. So it's not just email outreach. It's going to be omni-channel outreach, which is very powerful. You want to be able to reach your clients or prospects where they spend their time digitally. And this is really cool. It doesn't end just with your personalized communication outreach. There's also an intelligent follow-up system that's built into the tool. So this is going to dynamically adjust the frequency with which you follow up and reach out to your prospect based on their awareness level of your brand or their buying stage that they're in. And the system can adapt the messaging to match each prospect's intent and buying stage. And if you're a marketer who's been in the field for a very short time even, you've likely heard someone mention this before about content marketing being all about getting the right piece of content in front of the right person at the right time. And that's what this SDRX tool is talking about here. And that's what all of these AI tools that we're talking about are kind of seeking to achieve, or at least we're trying to achieve by using them. In an effort to optimize that timing, SDRX is going to track your prospects' interactions across your brand. Now, obviously, AI is going to be deeply involved in making this tool function. The AI essentially turns this tool into an autonomous agent that's handling all of these repetitive SDR tasks for you. It's going to utilize various AI models to do this intent signal analysis and contact research and identification. And it even has some phone outreach technology involved that includes parallel and power dialing capabilities, as they say. Check out the links in the show notes for more details. So you can apparently call multiple numbers at once, as I understand it. And it offers AI voicemail detection and talk track analysis. So you can use AI to break down these phone interactions historically and any voicemails that you may have received. And like we talk about with all agentic technology, the real goal is to remove the work from your plate that you don't want to be doing or that you can't afford to be doing and make more time for you to do what you actually enjoy, the high leverage tasks and the high leverage operations for your business. Now, if you're considering using this for your sales team, it's not a replacement for them either. The sales team can forget about having to track all of these routine, repetitive tasks like outreach and research, and it can really just focus on building relationships with the clients. Let the AI enrich your knowledge about the client, and then use that to come from a place of true human connection. Okay, and then before we wrap up this quick episode, let's just talk about some pricing real quick. Unfortunately, SDRX does not have any public pricing listed on the site, which is a bit of a red flag for me usually. But if you are interested in automating your sales development rep work, add this tool to your list. We've talked about Lindy, we've talked about Clay, and now we've talked about SDRX as well as a tool to automate your outreach. And now you have another one to consider. So if you, like me, are a one-man team and you haven't considered automating your outreach with AI, now is definitely the time. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated, and it's so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.